Vandals leave their mark on churches in Serbia. North Korea demands sanctions lifted while believers feel the impact. And Shade nurtures a new branch of ministry in Burkina Faso. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians worldwide are being asked to pray for the evangelical church in Serbia as violence has disrupted their lives. Pastor Alexander Vitekic from the evangelical church in Kraljevo.
I don't know exactly when some people destroy a window with a stone, and then they put in petrol bomb and set our premises on fire. It looked like a horror movie.
Vicketich says his church was vandalized in June, while another church was also vandalized over the weekend. Vicketich believes he knows why the evangelical churches are being targeted.
All the Protestant churches and evangelical churches have been subject by media smear campaign against us, orchestrated by some radical elements from Orthodox Church, that we are sect, that we are evil, that we are destroying Serbian identity.
Pray that they won't be asked to leave their rented building and that they'll be bold in their witness. Next, North Korea wants sanctions lifted before dismantling its atomic program. The rogue state remains defiant in the face of punitive international reaction, while the average citizen takes the brunt. Paul Esterbrooks is minister at large with Open Doors.
It's been a difficult year in North Korea for the general population. They had floods in July that damaged the crops again this year, so there's again a shortage of food, energy supplies, and so sanctions and challenges that are placed against the country affect our brothers and sisters significantly, along with the general population.
It's dangerous work evangelizing in such a closed country, but Esterbrook says there's hope.
Both on the China side of the North Korea border and within the country itself, we have contacts and colleagues helping Christians in that area. It is probably the most clandestine aspect of our ministry in the 50 years that Open Doors has existed.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's an area that's still considered unreached, but an evangelist supported by India Partners is making inroads. They initially threw him out of the village, threatening his life if he returned. Well, he was persistent, convincing the island community in the Krishna River to allow India Partners to build a community center, says India Partners' Brent Hample.
Over the course of the past 4 years, we've sent some teams there to do medical and dental work. We have helped build a community center there that is used as a church and hopefully here in the future as a school.
With recent flooding, the building has opened incredible doors.
Krishna River flooded. The villagers were able to save themselves and their families in the two-story church because it's concrete and it's strong. And they really were saved physically by the church.
No one's come to Christ yet, but as India Partners helps the community rebuild, that could change. Go to our website if you'd like to help. And Christian World Outreach just launched a new branch of ministry in Burkina Faso. CWO's Greg Yoder says one of their volunteers saw food gardens withering in the African sun and proposed protection. They just built two shade houses, a kind of greenhouse to protect the gardens that grow food for their schools.
The Village of Hope is next to it. It's kind of like a boarding school for village children to get an education. Also used for the vocational school itself, in that we can help teach young men and women agriculture and better methods of farming and that kind of thing.
Yoder says people stop by out of curiosity, which allows the team to explain the why of the project.
We can also sell some of these vegetables in the marketplace so that we can raise money to support the ministry itself there, so it can be a little bit more self-sufficient. And it opens the door for sharing the gospel as people come to see something that's a little unique.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.